beautiful Monday here in the great state of New Jersey, here at American Dream. Evan and Tika will be here all day long, right up until New York Yankee baseball, as they host the American League Championship Series Game 1. Giants, Jets, Mets, Yankees, a lot to talk about. Joining us right now, Steve Edwards of the New Jersey Hall of Fame. That's some place, Steve, I got to tell you.
Evan, thank you. Thank you for being here today. And yeah, it's exciting, man. I'm glad you got to go through. What did you feel, Jersey pride, even though you're not from New Jersey?
I actually left the New Jersey Hall of Fame, and I said this out loud. I said, I'm considering moving here now.
Are you really?
I have
you
one issue.
Be more than happy to have
The only issue I have is I feel like I want to pump my own gas. I know I have to get over that, Steve. That's my only fear. But I did have a lot of Jersey pride. Danny DeVito, Jack Nicholson, Al Leiter, Tiki Barber.
Yeah, Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein.
That's right.
Like that.
Sean had some trouble understanding what the Jersey bird was.
Yeah, I didn't know what the state bird was of New Jersey.
I don't think. Can we do that on radio?
Yeah, you can do it. Watching,
but there's kids
actually,
in the audience.
Actually, I can.
Spoiler alert, not a dove.
Right. We were having this discussion, Steve. How many states have a Hall of Fame for their Hall of Fame? Because Jersey's one of the few.
There's only four states that have state halls of fame. We're one of them. 46 states don't have state halls of fame. So hopefully we're going to inspire them, too. But I think it's ironic, because we get bashed so much, don't we, New Jersey? And here we are showing our greatness, and we really do have so much greatness. It's not just Bon Jovi. It's not just Springsteen. It's Edison. It's Einstein. It's educators. It's scientists. People from all walks of life.
Yeah.
So I find that it's ironic.
Tell us about this space that's here, the New Jersey Hall of Fame, because it's very interactive. You can do a lot of different things. There's a lot of ways to experience some of the legends that are here in New Jersey.
It's 10,000 square feet, state-of-the-art, interactive, immersive, as you say. So the 10,000 square feet, really, when you start getting immersed in the exhibits, gets much bigger. You know, could be 100,000 square feet. But we have the Model T that Henry Ford gifted to Thomas Edison in 1916. Can you believe that?
Wow.
They took road trips together.
Wow.
We've got you talked about before, the hologram karaoke stage.
Yes.
You can get up.
I was singing. I was doing my best.
Yeah, I Will Survive with Gloria Gaynor, If I Were President with Wycliffe John. We've got a late-night Jersey television studio where you could interview your legends. You could literally interview.
I interviewed
Tiki
myself.
Tiki Barber.
Steve.
I did the.
I interviewed myself.
Hey, if you're not going to do it, who's going to do it? But I mean, in all seriousness, this guy did an hour interview with us. It was so inspiring. You know, I like to be involved athletically, bench pressing. His one-hour interview helped me so much. Chicken and some waffles.
Yeah.
Chicken and waffles.
Yeah,
I'm eating it in the morning.
Good.
I'll tell you something about Tiki. He did this in his last broadcast. I don't know if you guys picked this up at the end of the Giant game. So Tiki's all excited. The Giants beat the Seahawks. And he's like, and now we get on the plane back to New York. No. New Jersey, like, corrected himself and made it very clear, we're flying into Jersey. Screw New York.
Of course. I fly into Jersey every trip I take. Newark Airport.
I love it.
It's fantastic.
Well, it's a beautiful place.
Yeah.
And I want to thank you very much. I hear that you brought us wings from Marcus Live Bar and Grill.
Here are your chicken wings. Monday Night Football has officially begun.
Right.
But there is a story here. As much as I love this guy.
Yes.
I did challenge him to a clapping pull-up contest.
A clapping pull-up contest?
Yeah, like pull-up, clap.
I am a 62-year-old man,
you can
and I challenged him.
I can't do it.
He chickened out. These are very, very appropriate. I am ready. The next show, clapping pull-ups.
All right.
Dude.
Wow. Can we? Is this? You think this will hold us? We can do it up here?
No, I don't think that will hold us, but we'll put a pull-up bar.
Right, really that'll know. Work. Tell us about this upcoming class that's going in. Phil Simms is going in.
So we got Phil Simms, we got Meryl Streep, Danny DeVito's emceeing the show. It's a 90-minute show, a lot of fun. And again, all walks of life, Paul Rudd is being inducted this year. We've got scientists going in. So every year we do this. Next year we'll be live again, probably at the NJ PAC.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much, man. We appreciate you coming on. Thanks for having us, and I'm going to eat these wings.